This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is a horrible story, man. A woman died on a flight to London, sleeping on her mom's shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cardiac arrest. Yeah.
What do they do in that instance? Are they over the middle of the ocean?
Well, they don't wake her up.
I think it sounded like they were closer to London before they figured out she was dead, because she'd just been asleep for most of the flight. 44-year-old woman. Mm, yeah, it was Minneapolis to London, and she was with her mom, and they said she just went to sleep on her mom's shoulder, and she did.
Yeah, I think you got to keep going, unless you're on, you know, if you're on the plane with these people, and you still want to get to your destination, you know.
Todd, would you eat the snacks you've been saving for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at that point, I probably could.
Yeah. So you're waiting for her to wake up. And
Let's take out the account that she'd be mom's devastated here, probably crying the whole time, but she's still sitting next to a dead body. And say this woman's in the aisle. You're across the aisle from her.
Now, it did say that they found she had an undiagnosed cardiac condition combined with medications in her system, which was understood to have likely led to her death. It does not say what those medications are, whether she had popped some things to help her sleep on that flight.
Or it might have been heart medication.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it says it was an undiagnosed cardiac condition, so she probably wasn't taking meds for something she didn't know she had.
Did they take the body off first?
I think so. Yeah.
I can't say it for sure.
You got to sit there. Yeah. You got to sit there. I was on that flight.
Actually, in your flight, like Clarence Thomas would get off first, and then the dead body.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah,
he,
yeah.
He runs the airline at that point.
Clarence Thomas. I was on a flight.
You ever gotten kicked out of first class? Because Clarence Thomas came on board?
No.
I've heard more than one person.
Crap, really?
That has gotten kicked out of first class because Clarence Thomas came on board.
The airline doesn't honor that they're first class ticket?
I don't know why he gets priority, but I've heard it more than once.
Because he's a piece of crap?
Yeah, well, I guess piece of craps get high priority.
Right.
On whatever. This would have been Delta, I think.
Is that because his wife's from the Omaha area, right?
No, I think it's because of his status.
No. You know people have been kicked out because they're flying out of Omaha.
Yeah,
right?
they were flying to Omaha. Right.
Okay.
Okay, I guess if you read to the bottom of this, it does say she had a number of substances in her blood, including several antidepressants, melatonin, cannabinoids, and a low concentration of alcohol.
So she had a couple of drinks, maybe popped a gummy or two.
Yeah. And some melatonin and antidepressants.
But if it just says cannabinoids, does that necessarily mean THC?
Just weed.
Yeah,
that's weed.
But cannabinoids can be like CBD, too.
And she had a history of health issues and had received psychiatric care in the past. I don't know why that's relevant to the story, but they put it in here.
I don't get this. The very last line says, poor Rachel never did get a chance to finish that book.
She was working on a book. She was writing a book.
I thought she was reading it on the plane.
No, she was writing a book.
I got it. All right. That's pretty brutal.
That's why she was going to London to do research for this book she was writing. And, you know, obviously, the book will go unfinished.
Yes. Not all cannabinoids are THC.
We were on a flight. I was on a flight by myself, and we landed in Omaha, and they had told us when we landed that there was I knew ahead of time. We took off from probably Atlanta somewhere, and we took off, and there was a officer in the front row in full gear, and he was there to escort a dead soldier underneath the plane, obviously, the dead soldier underneath the plane. And he sat in the front row. He's about six rows from me, I could say. He just looked ahead, drank water, blah, blah, blah. So when we landed, they told us there was a dead body on the plane because it was a soldier. They don't tell you that unless it's a soldier, I guess. Because we saw the guy come in and sit down. And they're all escorted home. But what I thought was strange was once we pulled up to the gate, they told us to stay seated and the soldier got off the plane, and he walked down the tarmac. Stay seated until the casket was off the plane and from out of sight. And I kept thinking, once that soldier's off and the casket's out, why do we have to stay seated? Why do we have to stay on the plane?
Did they make
now,
you put the shades?
No, I'm not going to bitch.
They make you put the shades down?
They well, I, you know, it's funny. They didn't, but I think I saw people like scoot up and look out a little bit. But you don't want to stare out there because their family was waiting for these people. So I didn't understand why we had to wait. Because you know, when you're watching a procession, it slows down, you know. And nobody, and by the way, and nobody's going to bitch. Because you know, at least Omaha is not a place where people switch planes. But in a busy airport, people are switching planes. You got to get off the plane and make your flight. But apparently, they made everybody. We all had to stay there until the soldier was out of sight.
How long did that take?
Longer than it should have because everybody wanted to get off the damn plane. But who's going to bitch?
Well, you can't.
No, you can't.
You'd hope if there were a bunch of connections on that flight, they'd be.
You'd
organized
hope.
Enough to hold everything.
You'd hope.
You'd hope.
And nobody mentioned it, you know.
Yeah, it's just a respect thing. It would suck if you're trying to make a connecting flight, but you can't.
Well, once again, there's very, very few connecting flights in Omaha.
Right.
It's a destination.
You're going
city.
To Davenport.
It's a departure and destination airport.
Right. Exactly.
It's not a layover airport.
Right. Right. I mean, granted, nobody cared. Everybody just respected the guy, and he died probably fighting somewhere. You know. Hi, Rach.
Yeah, good morning, I
morning.
Guess. Whatever.
Well, we can't plan what we're talking about when you walk in here.
I was getting
now, lighten it up for us. Lighten
I was
it up for
getting
us.
My coffee when you guys were talking about the lady passing away on the plane, and right. I went, God dang it.
Well, she couldn't finish her book.
Yeah, I recognize all the men in here except this gentleman in a button-up. And
I know.
Respectable Nick.
Well, Nick showers and everything now.
Yeah.
In the
right.
Yeah.
Gross. White collar Nick.
Yeah.
Yes, please reach out for any home, auto, business, farm, life insurance needs.
Did you get any quotes from Rachel yet?
Yeah. You need one? You could use one for your new business.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you do business insurance?
Yep.
Whoa.
We're going to talk after this. Yeah. Great.
Oh, do it on the show, man. Let's just listen to that.
Other than
let's
that.
Just, I want to hear that pitch on
I'm
the show.
I'm really good. Oh, what am I talking about? Warehouse Comedy Theater? There it is.
No, I want Nick's pitch to be on the air sometime. Let's just see how good he is.
You can
this.
Pitch to me anytime.
Oh, well, there's no pitch. It's just great coverage at great rates.
Okay, good. So,
as a business owner, what kind of insurance do you need? Do you need liability?
I need
in case
liability
somebody falls
insurance.
Down?
Yeah. Yep. That live aspect is crazy, man.
Some
everyone's
aggressive,
like,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Somebody does some aggressive improv, they fall down. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. And then here I am on the phone with, like, you know, one of them being like, people are improvising all the time, man. Every day is an improv show. Like, and like, if you insure the Olive Garden, you can surely insure me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Weirder stuff happens there than it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, any kind of restaurant or bar, it's going to be a problem with liability in your place.
You got to insure the structure. You know, you don't want the place to burn down.
No. Right.
All that. So much to think about.
Yeah.
Everyone, the common question I get asked every day is, how's it going? What's going on? You know, things like that. And I feel so silly every time. I'm like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Every time you
unbox something and you're like, good, that's done. They're like, oh, baby, there's like 50 more steps you got to do before.
Is it overwhelming?
Sometimes, but.
I mean, what's come up that you didn't think you'd have to deal with? Oh, I never thought of that. There
Rachel,
has to be 100
Rachel and
things.
Tyra are opening up
right,
an improv
when you're starting a new business.
Stand-up comedy thing.
Yeah.
Theater.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're like, okay, theater. You need a stage, you need seats, and then you need the bar, right? And then you start thinking like, okay, well, then that's an empty room, so we got to put, you know, things up on the wall, and then that's going to be echoey, so then we got to, you know, fix that. And then you're like, oh, dang, but there's not even going to be an echo without, you know, all the, like, it's just kind of a domino of like, yeah, I guess we do need coasters. You know, like you just drain down the hole until you're like, oh, yeah, we should get that too. It's just
it's
everything
important
is
that they serve the cocktail with a napkin too. You gotta don't forget about your napkins.
And napkins are more valuable to a comedian because then they can write their set list on them.
Yeah. Are you feeding people here? Will there be a kitchen?
No. Oh my God, no.
Just the liquor license.
Eat before you get there.
Okay.
Right. What about those little straws that aren't really good enough to be straws, but they're really for stirring the drink?
Yeah.
But why do they make them a straw anyway?
You can suck out of those.
You need three of those.
Yeah,
they're a tough suck.
They're useless.
I see four guys with a mouth here, so I don't know if straws are necessary. All 10 fingers, too. Those are stirs, baby.
Do you have a set launch date?
Yeah, we're opening March 1st. That's right. When people right. can come in, technically.
All right.
What you're going to see, who knows? You know.
All right.
Hopefully we should be doing shows by April.
All right. Nice. Nick, have you sported the logoed golf shirt yet for the insurance company?
No, but as soon as I get one, I will.
That's what I got to see. Yeah. You're sitting there in your logoed golf shirt. Nice. Yep. We'll say Nick on the side, too.
Just a bracelet. Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't need embroidery. We just.
You going to be from a, you know, like a nice country club?
Yeah.
Or would it be, are you going to be the common man?
No.
I'll be.
The logo would be his insurance company.
Right.
The insurance company, right.
It's a Cadillac brand.
Nice. That's good.
You
practice good.
This.
Help Nick out, man.
Yeah, please. People have been reaching out. I love it. We've been talking to a lot of listeners. It's awesome.
Good, man.
Oh, great.
Our pilot buddy is checking in here. I haven't had anyone die on me on any of my flights.
That's great. Well, yeah, it's not that it doesn't happen that
we
often.
Would not divert for a dead person. Serious medical situation, yes. I suppose we would try to place the person in an empty row or something, not just sitting next to some non-dead person. I've had an honor flight before, and like Tyler's talking about, with a soldier in the cargo area with an escort in the cabin. Pretty humbling experience.
Yeah, it is.
Went down on the ramp to observe the transfer of the body to be part of the procession. I didn't see any reason for passengers to close the shades and not watch.
But ask him why we couldn't get off the plane.
Okay.
I'm asking right now.
You just did.
Because we're not involved in the procession, and everybody's off. The respect part's done. He's off the plane. They're pushing him.
Deplaning procedures are
so crazy,
though.
Why do we need to be on the plane?
I agree. It's frustrating, but...
Yeah. No, I don't get that part of it. I get not jumping up right away until he's off the plane. I get the casket coming underneath and putting on the thing, and I get the procession. But once he's off the plane... And the families over there, wouldn't the families rather have everybody off that plane than people looking out at them?
Focusing on something else, yeah, I agree.
Right.
It's a very intimate moment.
Yeah, very. And a tough one for, I'm sure, for a lot of people there in that situation. Good morning,
and
Rachel Ware.
There's no way you were the only dude wondering that on the plane. But
everybody was wondering that.
Yeah, we're going to stand here.
Yeah.
I know everyone was wondering it because I was asking everyone. What's the deal?
Yeah. No, the guy beside this me. Sucks, I was talking to the guy beside me, and we kind of whispered to each other, well, why do we have to sit here? I don't know.
I hate.
You're going to bring it up? I'm not saying anything.
I hate flying, and I think a dead person next to me would make that flight worse, selfishly.
A little bit worse, don't
I
you think?
Say that.
Especially
yeah.
a dead. Yeah, what if it's. It better be a dead person you don't know.
Sorry, I mean, like, in the seat next to me.
That's
not
what you
necessarily,
mean,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that would enhance your flying experience. You didn't really hit the spot right now.
I like that. I also
there's a dead guy in the middle seat.
Well, the only way you could do it, you could probably get through it, Todd, if the dead guy, you didn't know the dead guy.
Right.
If it was somebody you knew, that flight is brutal.
But then I would instinctively get him some snacks because I think he's sleeping.
You are a good airplane buddy.
That's the kind of guy I am.
You're a nice airplane stranger.
Look at Todd, he's dead. You can have those pretzels.
Then I would feel so stupid because, he's dead.
And you'd lay them on his lap like the honor pretzels.
I would feel like
I love that. You're like, how embarrassing. He was dead. What an anecdote to tell at dinner parties.
That
what
would
a
be.
Funny.
I usually say pretzels
turns out
for the guy napping.
The guy's
when he
dead.
Turns out he's dead. He's dead.
You're going to hear this story.
Hey, Mike, he's dead.
So I feel like I stole pretzels from Southwest.
Yeah.
Would they stop drink service?
Would they do another round of drinks?
They should probably serve
they
more.
They better not.
A dead person on an airplane is going to be the least of your worries. Those, like, steward people are...
Dead people are never unruly.
No. That's
what I'm saying.
They're not.
They're not getting too drunk. They're not... standing up when they're not supposed
to. I would like to be sitting next to a guy duct taped to his seat, though. That'd be fun.
when those
guys go nuts and they duct tape the seats. You don't know the guy. You're sitting right next to him, and he's all duct taped. You're just drinking. What's up, dude? Man, you shouldn't have acted up, man. You know.
Whenever I see those airline videos of people freaking out, I never want to be in close proximity. I don't want to be right next to him, but I want to be just like two aisles back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
To watch
I want
him
to be
a distance.
Close enough to hear. I want to hear everything.
And close enough to, you know, get on your phone.
Listen, we all have to make money somehow.
Right. You got to have some content.
Yeah.
Right.
And what's better than an unruly airline passenger?
Well,
duct tape to their seat's the best.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson. I probably wouldn't film, but because I got yelled at for filming that one guy peeing on the street.
The homeless guy, right, yeah.
And we don't even know if he was homeless or not. He was just peeing.
Well, either way,
on the
he was pissing outside.
He was peeing on the street. I'm going to guess.
But the
we all pee on the street.
My educated guess is he probably is a homeless guy.
The unruly guy on the flight. You're making evidence at that point. He could
That's
you
true.
Could they need that video to see what happened and why he got duct taped to the seat.
Mm-hmm. If he's already duct taped to the seat, I'm sitting next to him. I'm taking a video. I'm just sitting there. What up, dude?
Oh, we're taking a selfie for sure. What's he going to do? Hit me?
Has there been a downturn in unruly passengers? I haven't seen an unruly passenger video in quite some time.
Well, the news is kind of getting sucked up by a lot of other stuff, too.
Right.
That's
a lot
probably
happening
part of the
in part the news.
I wonder what that would be. But yeah.
I think we've actually asked this question before, and I've looked it up. And yeah, it seems like the number of incidents on planes has gone down over the last few years.
Of unruliness. It probably peaked during pandemic.
Yeah.
Mask.
Yeah.
They all end the same way. You're getting off the plane, whether you're walking or being dragged. So just do it.
Some people go nuts.
They do.
You know? Rachel Ware hanging out with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.